Well, we have a very special Tool Time today.
And we do. Making a very rare television appearance. One of the biggest superstars we've ever had on the show. I want you to give a warm Tool Time welcome to a 1950 customized Mercury. Not bad, huh?
Actually, Tim, this is not our guest today. Our special guest is the man that owns this car.
Oh, him.
Yes, well, he happens to be the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. Let's have a big Tool Time welcome for a great singing star and fellow Al, Mr. Alan Jackson.
That's quite a car. Who did the customizing for you?
I thought you were taller than that.
I look bigger on TV.
Joe Balin.
Joe Balin did that, actually. Joe Balin's a classic customizer, one of the best. Boy, what if you could get him on the show for us?
Tim, Mr. Jackson is here because he has graciously offered to sing us a song.
All right, sing for him.
I got a Mercury song. Mercury Blues.
You want to see Alan sing Mercury Blues?
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what to do. Go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Oh, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, a girl I love, I stole it from a friend. He got lucky, he stole it back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Yes, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy up and down the road.
Social obligation. Harry and Dolores had us for dinner, so we're having them for dinner. Then they'll probably want us for dinner again, and we'll have them for dinner, then us, then them, and then us again. It's kind of a vicious cycle, actually.
Can't you do anything to stop the cycle?
Nope. My generation is doomed. My only hope is that you young people can finally put an end to this madness.
Yeah, we'll get right on it right after we patch up that little hole in the ozone layer.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hey, guys, we'll see you later. We're going to the mall.
Oh, aren't you boys joining us?
Dad said we didn't have to stay.
Hey, did he mention if I have to?
Very nice, Harry.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Can I get you guys something to drink?
Yeah, I could use a drink after a day like today.
Why? What happened?
I woke up and Dolores was next to me.
Yeah, well, the view from my side wasn't exactly a Kodak moment.
Thanks. So, family doing well?
Yeah.
Yeah? Little Jimmy out of that reform school yet?
No, but he and his buddies are working on a plan.
Would you like to sit down?
Sure, thanks.
So, what else is new?
Well, they cut my hours back at the coffee shop from full-time to one day a week.
Oh, Dolores, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, of course, they didn't take any hours away from the younger, prettier waitress.
She's 60 years old. They didn't take any of her time because she's nicer than you.
I'm nice. Tim and Jill think I'm nice. Don't you think I'm nice?
Oh, yeah, so nice.
Yes. You give new meaning to the word nice.
So, Dolores, does this mean that you have to look for a new job now?
Yeah. Of course, I wouldn't have to if Harry ran the hardware store more efficiently.
What's wrong with the way I run the hardware store?
In a nutshell, everything. You let your lazy bum friends hang out and buy nothing? I should work there.
I don't want you anywhere near my hardware store.
I'd whip it in shape and double the profits.
Let me jump in. You know, Harry's hardware store is not just a place to buy things. It's also a place where men hang out, and women really don't belong there.
Really, Tim? Where do women belong?
A woman's hangout. Beauty parlor. Yarn barn.
If Dolores wants to work in the hardware store, I see no reason why she shouldn't do that.
Thank you for your support, Jill.
Dolores, it'll be a cold day in July before you get anywhere near my hardware store.
Guess what, Harry? Summer's coming early this year.
Let's eat.
That went well.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
For what?
For trying to ruin the hardware store. That's like the last refuge I have in this planet.
Thought that was the bathroom.
Why did you tell Dolores it was a great idea to work in the hardware store?
Because I think it is. I mean, what exactly do you do in the hardware store that you can't do when Dolores is there?
Guy stuff.
What kind of guy stuff?
Can't tell you. It's secret guy stuff.
No. Please, all you guys do is hang around the store all day and complain about your wives.
Who told?
Gotta be some donuts in here someplace. Hey, Betty! I found it!
Wait. All right, you freeloaders! You got 5 minutes to buy something, otherwise you're out on your fat rumps.
Brings a soft, gentle quality to the hardware store.
Being around her really is depressing. I have half a mind to go out and look for a job.
Yeah, well, how do you think I feel? I'm part owner and she makes me feel like a stock boy.
Hey, stocky boy! Run across the street, get me some hot tea.
Yeah, stocky boy. Remember how she likes it? Two sugars and a big lump of arsenic. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I'm guessing your day's going better than ours is.
Well, guess again. Mustang's in the shop. I'm driving Jill's Nomad. I hate driving her car. I get in there, of course, no gas. Has been washed in like 3 months. There's cookie crumbs in the front seat. Why can't she take care of a car? How simple would it be?
Could it be that she's a tad busy going to school, raising 3 kids, and making sure you have a nice house to come home to?
Could be. This is unbelievable. Something's seriously wrong with this country. You can't walk in a hardware store and complain about your wife. I'm telling you that right now.
I can't find anything back there. Dolores insisted on filing the clamps alphabetically.
You gotta do that by size.
She thinks size doesn't matter.
Lucky for you.
That's the kind of joke we can't tell anymore with Dolores around here.
You got to do something about your wife.
What do you expect me to do?
Well, stand up to her. You faced the enemy in Nam, didn't you?
Yeah, well, they're only trying to kill me, not run my life.
Come on, you could do it.
You can do it. You could do it. Harry, 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 Harry.
Hey, hey! Why don't you Neanderthals take the pep rally back to the cave?
No retreat, no surrender.
Dolores, I want to talk to you.
Oh, really? What about?
About you taking a hike. I don't want you working in my hardware store anymore.
Why? Because your friends don't like it?
It's not that we don't like
Why are you getting in the middle of our business?
Because you're in the middle of my business.
Good point.
No one asked you.
Also good point.
Harry, you've got to decide who comes first. Your stupid friends or me.
When you put it that way, my stupid friend.
All right, Harry. Keep your hardware store. I'm out of here, and I'm not coming back.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, and I'll promise you another thing. When you get home tonight, I'm not going to be there either.
Wait a minute, Dolores. Hold on. Harry. Harry. Aren't you going to go after her? I think she's serious about leaving you.
One can only hope.
Man, is it great having the hardware store back.
What a relief. I was this close to looking at the want-its.
You guys, talk to Harry, is he here?
No, he overslept. Said it was the first time in 25 years he didn't have Dolores' face to shock him awake.
Guys, because they really split up, he must feel terrible.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I feel like $1 million.
Yeah, Harry's pain's really overwhelming him.
Hey, Benny, look what I got you. Your favorite, donuts with sprinkles.
All right. Thanks, Harry.
Harry, you sure you feel all right?
I feel great. In fact, I'm in such a good mood, I'm going to give you half off on that saber saw. Oh, hell, just take it.
Harry. Harry, you've been married 25 years, man. You got to feel a little bad about this, huh?
Yeah, you're right, Tim. I do feel bad that it didn't happen 24 years ago.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. This is so nice. The thank you note from Dolores for having him over for dinner last week.
Why is it only from Dolores?
Because men hate to write these. Get a thank you note from a man, you know his wife is dead.
Poor guys, how come you make us write thank you notes?
Because I'm trying to change the world one boy at a time.
We'll be sure to send you a thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Got a thank you note from Dolores.
Well, that'll be the last one we get from her. Stop by the hardware store. Looks like they are splitting up.
Oh, no, that's awful.
You wouldn't know that by talking to Harry. He's acting like this is the greatest thing that ever happened to him.
He is?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not buying it. They argue a lot? Yes. He loves her, and deep down somewhere, this guy is hurting.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Did you just hear yourself? You had an insight.
Me?
Yes. And it was incredibly sensitive. Instead of taking Harry's behavior at face value, you looked deeper and saw his inner pain.
I didn't mean to. I swear to God I didn't mean to.
You know what's happening, don't you? You're evolving.
No, I'm not, and you take that back.
It's true, you are.
No. You're just saying that Because you want to believe that you married a deep guy.
No, I don't.
Yes. Can't you see? You're just trying to prove that you married somebody different than your father, honey.
Wow. What? That was an even more profound insight than the one that you had about Harry.
I can't stop myself. What's happening to me?
You're becoming insightful.
Oh, no.
Don't fight it, Tim. Come over to our side.
Oh, no, never. You and your kind have done enough damage already.
Hi, Wilson.
Well, hi to your good neighbor. I was just on my way over there to wish you and Jill a happy Terminalia Day.
Happy Terminalia Day?
Mm-hmm.
What's this one all about?
Ah, Terminalia Day? Well, this is a Roman festival where neighbors bond with each other in order to promote the spirit of community.
Wonderful. How do they do that?
Well, traditionally, they slaughter a suckling pig and then they splatter their fences with its blood.
Well, I've slaughtered a marriage this week. Bring on the pig!
Trouble with you and Jill?
No. Trouble with Harry and Dolores.
Oh, so you're telling me that Dolores and Harry may bid each other a not-so-fond adieu?
This has nothing to do with a bowl of hot cheese.
I gathered that, Tim.
This is about a couple that shouldn't be splitting up. He's singing and dancing about it, but I know differently. I know somewhere this guy still loves her. Somewhere inside he loves her. I know that.
Tim, that is so insightful.
Don't start with me. Just give me some advice on how I can help my good friend Harry.
Well, have you tried talking to him?
Yes, I've tried talking to him. I go to the hardware store, I've called him a couple times, but he's acting like nothing's going on.
Well, Tim, I'm reminded of the French author André Gide, who wrote, it is not by plugging away at a difficulty that one can overcome it. Often it's by working on the difficulty next to it.
Ah, I did not know that.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're having trouble getting through to Harry, why don't you try to approach Dolores?
Hmm. Talk to Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or shove my head in a bench grinder.
I'll be right with you. What do you want?
I want to talk about Harry.
Sorry, that's not on the menu. Now, what's it going to be?
Come on, ever since you left him, Harry's not been himself.
I'm heartbroken. I just ordered something and leave me a big tip.
I'll have a couple eggs, but he really misses you.
Scrambled or fried?
Scrambled. He's a mess.
How do you know?
The way he's been acting.
He's moping around, huh?
Well, in a singing, dancing, moping kind of way.
So he's singing and dancing now that I'm gone?
I know that sounds bad, but you know why he's doing that? He's covering because he really misses you.
Of course he misses me. What's not to miss?
Miss, could I get a little more coffee?
When I'm good and ready.
And Dolores, I might have said some things that made the situation worse. I hate to see a good marriage go bad.
What does a good marriage have to do with me and Harry?
Come on. I know that Harry still loves you, and I can tell by the twinkle in your eye that you love him.
It's pink eye. You want toast?
No.
You know, if Harry misses me so much, why doesn't he come down here and tell me himself?
Dolores, you know how stubborn he can be.
What about my coffee?
What? Your leg's broken?
Is that decaf?
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Then that's what it is.
Okay, thank you.
Dolores, what do you say when you end your shift, you just go to the hardware store and at least talk to him?
I don't know.
You know, I've known Harry a long time, and I've never known him to go a whole day without bad-mouthing, yeah?
So that's supposed to make me want to go back to him?
Yes, it is. Yeah, listen to me, because that's the real Harry, and you know he doesn't mean any of that stuff. This happy Harry is just put on a show, and unfortunately, it's a musical.
So you think he's really miserable, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Well, maybe when my shift is over, I'll go talk to him.
Well, why don't you go now? I'll cover for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I mean, there's nothing to it. You just pick up the orders and give them to the customers.
Okay.
Oh, and make sure to smile. People don't like a sourpuss. You know, Tim, I never realized you were such a sensitive guy.
Yeah, me neither. I've had a very bad week.
Hi. It's 8:30. You must be exhausted.
Oh, boy, you bet I am. I had no idea Dolores' shift was 12 hours.
Well, so are she and Harry back together now?
I explained to her how Harry's feeling. She went down to the hardware store to talk to him, and they're going to work things out.
Tim, I can't tell you how impressed I am by the emotional depth that I've seen in you lately.
Oh, you know, I've always had this sneaky yet slightly disturbing suspicion that there actually might be something to me.
I knew it all along.
I might be just hiding my depth because I'm afraid that it might separate me from the shallow people I'm most comfortable with.
Who exactly are you talking about?
Well, you find this threatening, intimidating, don't you? Well, just get used to it. As I'm finding, the deeper I go, the more riches I discover.
Tim, you know, you can go too far with this. I think you should keep your insides to just one a month.
I don't think I can do that.
Oh, come on. Bring me back my old Tim. Mm. Grunt for me.
Give it a shot. Argra, I don't think so. It's not happening, honey. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Who's back?
Excuse me. She forgot my donut.
Really? No one finished that one. Okay. You must be the pancakes, and you're the fruit.
I don't go for that sort of thing.